Where is it?
There it is.
Got some new beat down here, dropping the bass.
What is your anniversary?
Gentlemen, welcome to episode 17 of the Bacon Smile Podcast. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
That's right, we're hitting the beat strong today.
Last podcast of the year.
Yeah, and speaking of year, we're celebrating our one-year anniversary doing this podcast.
I saw it on Facebook the other day. I was blown away that we've been doing this for a year now.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We're actually kind of going to the topics of today's podcast. We are trying a new way of going live. So now we have a Facebook page for the ministry. It's basically going to be specifically for the podcast, but it's just Bacon Smiles Ministry on Facebook, and you'll have the ability to see us live. So just trying something different. We tried Periscope for the past couple of podcasts, and now we want to try the Facebook Live thing.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll go very well, and we'll see a lot of you guys being able to check in on us live. All you have to do is like or follow our page, and you'll see when we do go live.
And you can drop us a comment, too, and we'll see that.
Yeah, awesome. And so a couple of things we're going to talk about. My birthday is Friday. I mean,
yeah,
I can just mention that right now.
Coming up quickly.
Yeah, I'm going to be 33, man. I'm getting old.
Oh, starting to get AARP subscriptions in the mail.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely feeling old, you know. Yeah.
We got a few listeners just shaking their head at you right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Christmas just passed.
Yeah, third day of Christmas right now.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Christmas a little bit. And the other thing is New Year's Eve is this weekend, so we got some New Year's topics as well. You anything in music?
Yeah, we got some notable releases coming up in the next few months, so I was going to hit upon some of those.
Okay.
And tell you what to keep your eyes open for. There's a lot of talented artists coming out with first-time albums, too.
Awesome. The other thing is, as always, we like to talk about the saint, which is Saint Anthony the Hermit, so we're going to talk about him. And, of course, we have some nice news of the weird. Yeah.
A little fun to wrap things up.
Absolutely. All right. So, 1 year, 16 episodes in the first year of us doing this. So,
and a lot's happened within those six episodes of the Bacon Smiles. I mean, we both got engaged.
Oh yeah, that's true.
A lot of milestones, a lot of landmarks for us.
Yeah, I mean, you bought a house.
I bought a house.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you think of what 2016 has brought for us. So, man, yeah, 2016 was a pretty good year.
It was. It had some challenges, and I know a lot of people are talking about that on social media, but I try to count all the blessings, too, that came along in 2016, because sometimes those get overshadowed unfairly.
Oh yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, we seem to have lost a lot of, like, very famous people.
Yeah.
You know, Carrie Fisher of Star Wars fame.
Right. And now her mom just was released that her mom just passed away, too, a day later.
Wow. That's just so, you know, odd.
Yeah.
You know, that's just so close in proximity to each other and time-wise. So that's, wow. That's kind of crazy when you start to think about how many people, 2016, you know, pretty famous people. So, yeah, just an odd year for that. But also, when it comes to New Year's, talk about the resolutions and all that comes along with that. So, how was your Christmas? Let's start with that.
Sure. It was great. Got to spend some time with my family, and it was different this year because Christmas fell on a Sunday. So normally I work Sunday afternoons, but the radio station I work for said, well, tell you what, how about you put together a little Christmas special and then you can have the day off. So I went, yeah, that'd be cool. So I got to have a rare Sunday off with the family. So that was nice.
Yeah, that's really
cool. And then got to celebrate Christmas Day with Jen's family. And so it was nice. Got to sing at the Christmas Eve vigil, 11 o'clock mass at St. Bart's, and I've been doing
there.
That. I've lost count of how many years I've been doing that now, and it's just always that gets me in the spirit. I think the most just being able to sing there in the church and sing carols and hymns.
Yeah,
and with a group of people that are just so so excited and so hungry for the season.
Well, it's also just an amazing mass when you think about it. It's, you know, 11 o'clock and people are just really, you know, there, and it's a celebration, and it's just an awesome mass. The Christmas 11 o'clock vigil is a pretty awesome mass with the whole choir and just, do you think about people that have been kind of doing Christmas all day and the fact that, you know, they're still there to celebrate the birth of Christ and all that comes along with that.
Right.
I apologize for a second. I want to move this a little closer to me.
Sure.
All right. Hold on. Hey, I think
that sounded pretty good. Yeah.
You know, technical difficulties. I felt like I sounded like I was down the hallway.
All of a sudden, you sound like Morgan Freeman. How did you do that?
I just noticed that all of a sudden the volume.
The waveforms like diminishing.
I was like, I don't think anyone can hear us. You know, I mean,
hello? You want people working on that reverb effect again.
Yeah.
Hello,
oh. I'm lost. We're in a bathroom, I think.
How's your Christmas?
It was pretty awesome. Spent it with Eva's family, mostly. Basically, because my family lives in Florida, my brother goes down there, and I get to spend the time with Eva's family, which is going to be my family when we get married. So they already treat me like family, and they're just
That's really awesome
and welcoming to me. So I genuinely appreciate that. And if anyone is actually watching us live or goes onto our Facebook and watches this later, you'll notice that there's kind of like a little collage thing behind me.
Yeah.
That was one of the Christmas gifts that Eva gave me. She's just awesome. The chair that I'm sitting in was a gift from her parents and her brother-in-law, kind of combined gift. And then the collage that's right behind us, it has a bunch of pictures of us and things we've done. It's got tickets to baseball games that we went to, pictures from the Tough Mudder when we did it.
Nice.
And so it's actually a really awesome thing. And the other thing is it's dual purpose. It actually has like a sound deadening material behind it. So it's to help us have a better sounding podcast and not just have blankets on the wall. Because I think that was her ultimate goal, is she doesn't like my makeshift soundproofing. I'm like, I don't understand what the problem is.
Right, yeah. It works.
We're sitting in antique chairs and have blankets on the wall.
It's nice and comfy. If we start getting a little chilly, we'll just take the blankets off the wall and wrap ourselves up.
I don't understand what the problem is. It just works. So.
Yeah.
So now
we're resourceful. Saving money, too.
But, you know, I guess that's the difference between men and women. Totally okay with blankets on the wall. Eva's like, listen, if I'm moving in, there's not going to be any blankets on the wall.
We're just keeping them out of the way.
Yep.
If you want just one, pull off the wall.
It's a new way of storing blankets.
Right, right. No more of those cases at the foot of the bed.
But, so, again, super thoughtful. Eva is just one of the most thoughtful gift givers I've ever known, because she's just like, oh, okay, he could really use this, and this will be a really nice thing for him. So that's what I got, and it's just pretty awesome. You know, I also got this shirt in case
I haven't read it yet. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It says, if need an ark, I know a guy, like Noah and his ark.
Right.
So awesome.
That's excellent. And if you know Steve, he's got a t-shirt that he's always wearing to youth groups or confirmation class or retreat. He just has just the perfect pun, or just the, you know, the funniest little message, to tie in his faith and his humor, and it works perfectly. And this is a great example of that.
Well, what's funny is there's people out there that think I only own Jesus-related shirts. Mm-hmm. Our friend Dave, his daughter was, I went down to like the general store where she works at, and she was introducing me to a coworker and was like, look at his shirt. He only owns funny Jesus shirts. I'm like,
that's awesome.
I actually own other clothes.
Right, right. Those are hanging up on the wall too.
But yeah, I am I'm a huge fan of funny shirts in general. So then to also have funny Jesus shirts makes youth ministry fun. So the other thing coming up is
New Year's.
New Year's.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was looking at Forbes magazine, and they actually had, because a lot of people make resolutions this time of year, and it's sometimes difficult to keep up with your resolutions and about a few months in, especially if you're going to the gym and you're watching the environment around you, the crowd starts getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And for the regular gym members, they go, I'm just going to wait till April and then I'll be able to get back to my machines again. But if you're looking to keep your New Year's resolution, Forbes magazine actually published 7 secrets of people who keep their New Year's resolutions.
Wow. All right.
So it's a list of 7, so sit down and and take notes. But the first one is the first...
If you're driving your car while listening to this, don't try to take notes and drive.
Right, right. Yeah, maybe have like Siri, maybe have Siri take some notes for you.
I feel like we need that disclaimer.
I appreciate that. The first secret is make your goals specific. Sometimes people say, I want to be healthier in 2017. Mm. Well, what do you mean by that? Narrow it down a little bit. Do you want to
eat healthier?
Do you want to work out
every day?
Yeah. Do you want to eliminate body fat? Make it more specific, and that'll make it more realistic for yourself.
Do you want your belly not to jiggle when you brush your teeth?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fitness.
I need to work on that.
From that point on, it's just maintenance.
And then number 2 is measure your progress. I have a little dry erase board in my room, and my goal is that by the time that Jen and I get married, all my college bills and my car payment bills will be paid off. And I'm on track to doing that.
That is a lofty goal.
I'm on track to doing that.
Awesome.
And I'm very excited. And what I do is on my dry erase board, I mark down each month, this is where the balance is now. This is where the balance is now.
Yeah.
So I can keep track of my progress. And then that way that encourages me, or I see, okay, I need to work a little harder to pick up some slack or that kind of thing. And so you can see the progress as you go along. With any other goal you make, you can do the same thing, just as long as you're keeping track and knowing, okay, I'm right on track, or okay, I need to step up a little more. That's another secret. The third one is be patient. Sometimes people go into these resolutions with high expectations and go, I'm going to be a new person starting off the bat. And then when they realize...
Exercise is a big one.
It's something you got to keep at and be patient, because it's not going to be an overnight difference.
Well, yeah, and you're not going to see results from exercising right away. And there's going to be that yo-yo where you lose fat, so you lose a little weight, and then you gain muscle, so then you gain a little bit of weight. And it can be this really frustrating thing. I noticed it when I was more fit than I am right now. You know, I put on a lot of muscle.
Right. That's what I was thinking. That's muscle, yeah. The number 4 secret is share your goals with friends and family. If you have a good community of people around you, they're going to root you on, they're going to cheer for you, and they want to see you achieve your goals.
Well, yeah, and surrounding yourself with good, supportive people is how you
keep and it I've up. I've seen people do this with Instagram accounts, where they'll create a separate Instagram or a Twitter account, and they'll tweet or post their progress, and then that way other people who are also looking to do the same thing can also see that as inspiration, go, you know what, I'm going to try that too. And you can have little cyber pals too.
Awesome.
that are sharing your goals with you. The fifth secret out of 7 is schedule it. Sometimes people say, oh, I don't have time to do this, or, you know, for example, going to the gym.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, oh, that gym's 15 minutes away from my house. I've got so much going on, I don't have time. If you schedule it like a doctor's appointment, that changes the perspective of it. Because when you make time for something, it's different than saying, I'm too busy.
If you put it into your calendar and your phone alerts you, you're more likely to go do it.
Right.
And again, it ties into the other things too. Like if you tell your family, you tell your friends, like, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to do these things, you're going to want to follow through.
Right.
Because you...
They're holding you accountable too.
Exactly. Yeah. So kind of all those things work together.
Sure. And then number six, something is better than nothing. So what happens is sometimes people will have these goals and they come a little short of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get discouraged. But if you take a step back and go, you know what? I'm better off where I am now than when I started.
Yeah.
Something is better than nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. And being okay with that too, you know, where you set your goal and you make progress, but maybe you don't reach your ultimate goal. Still be happy with the progress.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the seventh one is get up when you slip up.
Okay.
When you, for example, if you're on a diet, you know, once in a while you're fighting the temptation and then you just reach and grab a cookie. You know, if for whatever reason, or maybe you forget to go to the gym for a day or, mm-hmm. or you know, whatever your goal is, if you slip up, just get up. Mm-hmm. Just keep at it. It's not the end of the road for you.
Yeah, don't
get discouraged by it.
Spend time beating yourself up. You know,
yeah.
Spend time, you know, lifting yourself up and right. getting back at it.
Right.
Yeah, because it's all about that positive attitude and staying with it.
Exactly. And those are the seven secrets of people who keep their New Year's resolutions by Forbes magazine. I did tweet that. So if you follow me on Twitter, Evan the DJ. DJ spelled out completely because someone else took it and hasn't been tweeting in like 4 years. But Evan the DJ.
Yeah, talk to me about bacon flies on Twitter.
Or Steve Petir. but yeah, that's I posted the link on Twitter and I'll share it. Maybe I'll share that on your Facebook page too.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. So what are you leaning towards for your New Year's resolution?
For my New Year's resolution, I've actually started a little early because I said, you know what, I don't have to wait for New Year's to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be a little more conscious about my eating. Mm-hmm. Just trying to eat a little healthier. Not you know, a complete like vegan or, you know, vegetarian position.
Listen here, Mr. Skinny yes. Person.
Well, if anybody who's seen me, MJ, who if she's listening to this is nodding right now, I have a heck of a sweet tooth, and my metabolism doesn't help whatsoever because it just goes, go for it, you know?
Yeah.
But as MJ said to me one day, I think this was last year at the Vernon Teen Center, she just cornered me and said, one day you're not going to be able to eat like this. And I just finished swallowing the Oreo cookie, the fifth one of the night. And I went, you're right. So I've just decided, you know what, I'm gonna be a little more focused on this. And I'm eating more fruit. I've been purchasing more organic foods and
okay.
having organic yogurt in the morning and cereals and, mm-hmm. and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I'll still have a hamburger once in a while, but I try not to eat fast food as much and just try to be a little healthier in what I pick at the grocery store.
Okay.
What about you? Do you have any resolutions this year?
I mean, I definitely want to be healthier for 2017, very much like you. You know, pretty big one. Going to get married in 2017.
There you go.
Making it. It's going to happen. Going to make that happen. Big things. 2017.
Yes. Gonna it's going to be huge.
It's going to be massive. It's going to be the best thing ever.
Believe me.
All right. speaking of going to be huge.
Huge.
2017. What do we got for hot records dropping?
So right now it's been flying up the charts. Danny Gokey has a new song out called Rise. It's the title track of his new album coming out January 13th. Also coming out that same day, Mike Grayson, who used to be in the band Mike's Chair, and Molly Reed, who used to be in the band City Harbor. They are now together in their own band called Grayson Reed. They have their debut album as a group coming out called Walk. So that's coming out January 13th. Looking towards the next week, January 20th, Sayla has a new project coming out. It's Greatest Hymns Volume 2. And it's great vocals, just a lot of a cappella versions and also just with a simple piano and singing along. It's, if you like more of the Southern gospel sound, that is just a nice, awesome, reverent style of music. And they're great people, too. And then in January 27th, if you're looking for something a little more gospel-y, something that you can groove
bob your head to.
Yeah, do a little bit of sway to. Wow Gospel 2017 is coming out, and that combines all the greatest gospel songs of 2016. Hezekiah Walker, Israel New Breed, some of the, just the stuff that you'll just have a great time listening to. That comes out January 27th. Also, rapper KJ52 comes out with his first rap album, first indie rap album, I should say, called Jonah. So that's coming out at the end of next month.
Awesome. No, yeah. Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah,
I've heard a couple of his.
Yeah, you know. he was at Six Flags. He was at Six Flags a couple of years ago and got to chat with him on stage briefly. And he's a good dude. He's very talented.
Awesome. Yeah, it's crazy to think how far, like, the Christian rap genre has come.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe it's just me, because I feel like I didn't know a lot of artists beforehand, and now I do. So it's really cool to see it kind of evolve into, like, this more mainstream Christian music
genre. Right, because when it started out, it was, well, let's do something soft and gentle, like Will Smith, playful kind of raps.
Yeah.
So, because the church isn't ready for what is out right now.
Yeah.
And then now it's like you said, they've ushered in this rap music that's of quality, where some people, this is the only Christian music they'll listen to.
Yeah.
They'll maybe not tune into the pop music, but they'll say, you know, I really get something out of this Christian rap music.
And it has a message, and you can understand it. So
speaking, it's not degrading.
Yeah, yeah, and absolutely. And speaking of uplifting, the part that I really enjoy about this podcast is Saint of the Day. And today's Saint of the Day is Saint Anthony the Hermit. He lived around in the 400s. His dad died when he was 8. And I believe he was in the custody of the church. And when he turned 20, he actually became a monk and desired a life of solitude. And so he went to live on an island with other monks. And the word spread very rapidly of his holiness and his miracles and things like that. So people kept coming to where he was. So he actually left that area to become a monk other places because people kept coming in droves to him. His holiness was that contagious. He was that, you could tell he was so saintly on earth at that time. So he's just an amazing story. So if you have a chance, look into him, because it's a pretty amazing thing. So Saint Anthony the Hermit, just an awesome story. Just to think of that man living as a hermit was so holy, people were going out of their way to find him, and he was living in solitude, like away from everywhere else. So it's actually pretty amazing when you think about it. You know, he didn't go out, he didn't, you know, proclaim anything. People sought him because of his relationship with Christ and how holy he was. So, again, we remember Saint Anthony the Hermit, today's Saint of the Day. So what do you got? News of the Weird time.
News of the Weird. So as we mentioned earlier in the podcast, we've been seeing a lot of well-known celebrities this year passing away. One man from South Carolina wanted to do something about that, so he's created a GoFundMe account to protect Betty White from 2016. And so far, because of this man, he has raised $2,000 to protect Betty White.
$2,000? Okay, so number one, what is that $2,000 doing? Like,
I don't know.
Does it say, like, I need to raise money for what reason? Like, okay, so protect Betty White.
I just found the actual one. I'm at a total loss for words for the support that this little post has garnered. It's hard to keep up with all the tags that we're getting the word out, and that's good.
So the question is, is he purchasing bodyguards for her? I don't know, some kind of potion to keep her alive.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's got any. I'm looking through the.
I feel like this guy's just trying to make $2,000.
I think he is. I mean, what are the? Normally they have benefits to it, you know, like they'll say if you donate this much, you get this perk. You donate this much, you get this perk.
That's definitely the way that like Kickstarter works, and
So I wonder.
Indiegogo.
They don't even have any perks in here aside from you're protecting Betty White.
But are you protecting Betty White?
I don't know.
I need to know what, if she's now surrounded with armed bodyguards for, I guess, the next couple of hours. I'm wondering how much bodyguards cost. What do you think $2,000 gets you in bodyguards? Is it one bodyguard? Does he have a gun? Does he have a spork? What's
Well, remember, was that the Super Bowl commercial where she ended up, like, tackling a football player?
Oh, yeah.
I think she's okay. If 2016 comes her way, she'll just tackle them down in the mud and just yell insults at it. There's a mental image for you.
Yeah, yeah. I love those Snickers commercials. They're so funny.
Yeah.
Do you remember the old, I think it was another Snickers commercial, where like a football player gets like knocked out and the coach is like, "Do you know where you are?" It's like, "Super Bowl. Do you know who I am?" "You're a coach. Do you know who you are?" "I'm Batman."
The perfect response to anyone asking that question.
"I'm Batman." Since we're on the topic of news of the weird, I definitely do not recommend the New Year's resolution that one guy did last year.
What was that?
Wearing a different hat every day of the year.
Really?
A different hat every day of
the year. But did he accomplish it?
He did, but he started to like wane towards the end. Like he was wearing garbage at one point. Oh. Called it a hat.
That stinks.
He was just wearing literally.
Yeah, yeah.
Unintended.
Yeah. What a waste.
So yeah, don't go with the
also
don't do the "I'm gonna grow my hair or beard for a year" thing, because that's just weird.
It's bad enough in November sometimes with the no shave November. Some people can do it. But some people can't. The whole year? No.
It takes a lot of work.
It does.
To make my beard look this beautiful, I have to say.
And the significant other females say it takes a lot of work, too, when they have to look at that.
That's actually not true. Eva likes my beard.
Well, I'm not saying in your case. I'm saying in some of these horrific cases.
Of long hair.
Looking like Rasputin.
So we hope that everyone had a very Merry Christmas and has a very safe and happy New Year. Once again, we would love to hear from you. Shoot us some topics you want us to talk about. If you have someone you want us to pray for, you can shoot me an email, steve@baconsmiles.org. You can shoot us a message or a post on our new Facebook page. You can also shoot me a message directly on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. So we'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think. We love the fact that you listen. Thanks for helping us make it through a year of doing podcasts. Anything you got?
No, just super excited for 2017. And if there's a topic that you'd like us to talk about, hit us up. And if you like us on Bacon Smiles Ministry, you'll be able to get the notifications on your Facebook when we go live. So we'd love to have you be a part of our next podcast.
Awesome. So as always, thank you all so much. Keep smiling and God bless.